Welcome and thank you for joining us today in Believers Academy as we continue to study one of the foundational principles in the Bible, faith. Hi, I'm Chris from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Our goal is to help you be all God intended you to be, to fulfill your destiny in Christ, and to grow in revelation knowledge of faith. You're almost finished with this series, and we know you've been blessed. This is lesson 4 of 5, and we are going to talk about how to develop your faith muscles. To get the most out of this study, we recommend you download the accompanying materials. Get your pen and paper to take notes. Of course, you may pause this teaching at any time to look up scripture or rewind to recap an important point. Are you ready? Let's jump right into this exciting study. There are 3 points to consider as you're developing and exercising your faith. First, read and study God's Word. Second, listen as God speaks. And 3, change your thoughts, words, and the way you live. The first thing to do to develop your faith is to read and study the Word of God. The book of Proverbs is full of encouragement to keep God's Word in the forefront of your heart and mind. Look at Proverbs 3:1-2. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Make an appointment with yourself every day to read the Bible, the Word of God. Read a chapter a day, or choose a subject you want to study. Use a concordance to follow it through the Bible. There are many other resources to help you study, for example, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's daily devotional from Faith to Faith, or many other teachings right here on Believers Academy. Here's another scripture to give you encouragement and a promise from Proverbs 4:20-22. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Isn't that good? Faithfully studying God's Word brings healing to your whole body. The second way to develop your faith is to listen as God speaks. How does God speak to me, you might ask? Well, one way God speaks to you is through His Word. As you read the Bible, something will seem like it is written just for you. Or you'll read something that pertains to what you've been thinking. This is God's Word speaking to you. God is leading you even as you read. Another way God speaks to you is a quiet voice inside. It may sound like your own thoughts, but by the words of love and the intent to guide, you'll know it's the voice of the Lord. An account of God speaking to Elijah is found in 1 Kings 19. Elijah was listening for God to speak to him, and he heard a wind. Then he felt an earthquake, and he saw a fire. But when the Lord spoke, it was in a still, small voice. So be alert to what voice you are hearing. To be sure it's the voice of God, verify that the inner voice agrees totally with what's written in the Word of God. Another exciting way God speaks to you is through the preaching of men and women. As you listen to a sermon or a teaching, the Spirit of God will highlight something that's said, and you'll know it was just for you. Keep an ear open for those special messages from God. Remember, God's voice is always the sound of love, because God is love. Be alert. Tune your ears to hear God speaking to you. The third way to develop and exercise your faith muscles is to allow God to lead you to change your thoughts, words, and life. The Apostle Paul speaks to this in Romans 12:2. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Changing your thoughts requires constant monitoring. For years, your thoughts may have been influenced by your information and experiences. Now, you have a new set of information, God's Word. When you're faced with a situation, instead of reacting as you did in the past, ask God to reveal His plan to bring you success in those circumstances. Then, do what you believe He said. There's another reason reading and studying the Word of God is beneficial. Your times of study provide a basis for knowing what God wants you to do in every single situation. Here's an illustration. Your thoughts are like a locomotive pulling train cars on a track. Like the train, your thoughts will automatically stay on the track until you put them on a different track, one that agrees with God's Word. And then you have to monitor your thoughts and keep them on that new track. Your thoughts will try to jump off onto the old ways. But be encouraged. Ask God for help. You can make these changes in your thought life. This is important because Jesus said your thoughts direct your words. Luke 6:45 says, "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what's inside your heart." So, to change your heart or your life, replace what's there with the Word of God. Psalm 119:11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." What you think and say is so important, because your life will change to match your words. It's definitely worth your time and energy to change your thoughts. When you do, you'll receive a great reward. So change your thoughts. Change that inner picture, what you see about the situation in your heart, to match the Word of God. Look at that picture. Think and pray about God's will. Change your words to match God's word. Believe God and talk the desired results, not the problems. Talk as if God really does have power, as if He loves you so much, He is using His power to get you what you need and want. Because He does. It's a great life if you choose God's way. We're almost finished with this lesson, so let's review. You develop your faith muscles by reading and studying God's word, by listening to God speak, and by changing your thoughts, words, and the way you live. Do these things every day and you will see a difference. Your faith will develop and increase so that when you speak to those mountains in your life, they will move. Congratulations! You have just finished lesson 4 in the study of faith. Do you feel like you've been to the faith gym? Well, following these exercise steps is so valuable as you develop your faith muscles and start living a successful life in God. Now don't miss the next lesson. It's called How to Strengthen Your Faith, and we're excited to complete this study with you. Meanwhile, here are some things to think about. How do you develop and exercise faith in your life? How do you hear God speaking? How can you change your thoughts, your words, and your way of life? As you put these instructions into your life, expect to see your faith increase, because it will. And remember, Jesus is Lord.